T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Pier 39. Fun fireworks this Saturday beginning at 6 p.m. And actually, supposedly, the weather's going to clear up.
Well, that'd be
that
good.
Yeah, would be good. Yeah. We could celebrate spring with some fireworks at Pier 39. Sounds good. I'm going to start with Shawn Mendes.
He's good.
Nothing holding me back. I like that kid.
Yeah, he's great. And you just said he was a co-coach on the, he was like one of the guest coaches sitting in on The Voice this week.
Yeah, he was with Alicia Keys, and he's cool. I mean, he's a pop star, so you know, you don't know what you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
But he seems like a nice enough kid. And,
right.
And he's made it, too, by the way.
Yeah.
There's no question he's... Did we get a second album from that guy?
He is actually working on his third, and we have the first single.
Oh, because I remember looking that up, and I think it was coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this next album is not far off.
It looks like today is the day. In fact, we're going to play this song in its entirety at 7:30. So the next song you hear on the Alice, when we're done blah, blah, blahing, it's going to be this new Shawn Mendes single. It's called In My Blood. Jane sent it to us this morning, and we do have a little sample right here. Here's a little taste. This is not it.
Bryn. Damn it.
Baby, there's nothing holding me back. You're taking places
to tear up my room. Here it is.
Okay. All right. So there's a little taste,
and
at 7:30, we'll play you the whole thing.
This single's up on iTunes, so you can get it,
yep.
But the new album is not anywhere pictured.
Yeah, and let's see. I don't even see a name for it.
Handwritten was 2015, and Illuminate was 2016.
Both debuted at number one on the Billboard 200. And they're actually saying, fans are saying this record could come out as early as next week. Those are fans. I'm
he
sure
did.
That's wishful thinking. I don't know.
An MTV Unplugged album.
Which
was released in November 3rd, 2017. And it's super highly rated.
That's funny. I used to love the MTV Unplugged albums.
Me too, absolutely.
Well, it looks like we get this single today, and I don't know, tomorrow's the new music. Maybe I'll drop it tomorrow.
I don't know. I'm seeing it doesn't have a title or release date yet.
Okay. So fans are just, it's wishful thinking. I wish for a Shawn Mendes record.
Please, God.
Please, God, please, can I have one?
Oh, the things we pray for.
I know. Jesus. I know.
Please, God.
Did you pray for boobs when you were little?
I did pray for boobs.
Oh, boy. I prayed I wouldn't get boobs.
What?
I prayed I'd have my mom's boobs.
Oh, did your mom have good ones?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Big.
Oh, so you got those
Sheila's
from hers.
Oh, I got those.
All right.
And then some.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you know. Thanks, God.
Ask and you shall receive.
Thanks, God.
People were freaked out about the Netflix show 13 Reasons Why. This was shot right up the street, right? Wasn't this in Sonoma County somewhere?
I believe so.
They were worried.
What do you mean freaked out?
They were worried it glamorized teen suicide. Mm-hmm. The 13 Reasons Why were the 13 reasons why this girl had offed herself, if I have this correct.
Yeah.
So
I think it was San Rafael, actually.
Oh, was it San Rafael?
Right up north.
So, Bryn, you watched this whole series.
I did, yes.
And he interviewed the cast.
I interviewed, a couple of the stars.
And so it was 13 episodes, and each one of them dealt with one of the reasons?
Yeah, so this girl kills herself, and it was about bullying in school. And after she kills herself, she leaves 13 tapes. And each tape kind of pinpointed who this guy did this to me, and this is why I hate him. And basically each tape was about a person, and they, you know, dug into that and in each episode, which was kind of depressing, really.
So she's trying to get revenge by committing suicide?
Yeah, it's absolutely the worst logic of all time, but I guess there's no logic to that that move at all, right?
Well, I guess you're supposed to feel guilty, and a lot of the kids kind of fell apart, and they felt super guilty about, you know, being responsible for somebody else's suicide.
Oh, so the tapes got delivered to the kids who were... So she mailed them? How'd they get
there? She had a person who she trusted to give it to each person in order. This is the first guy, and I forget how she did that, but this guy, this one, I can't remember his name, this Mexican kid, he's super cool. He would deliver it to this guy, and then he would wait for him to finish each tape, each episode, and then deliver it to the next person. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of like...
Are these cassette tapes?
Cassette tapes, yes.
So did he also have to deliver a cassette player?
Uh-huh, he did have to deliver a cassette player.
Oh, so it's audio. I was thinking
it was
video.
An audio cassette tape. Uh-huh.
And then... Would there be reenactment? Like, was the girl who had committed suicide in these episodes because she was...
Yes, she was. She was...
They were showing what had happened?
Mm-hmm. They would revisit what happened and how the person was bullied and...
So anyway, the show was pretty controversial and people felt like, oh, this glamorizes it, gives people ideas of what they can do to exact their revenge, blah, blah, blah. So there was a study. It was actually commissioned by Netflix, so bear that in mind as we... go through this. But the study was done at Northwestern University.
Smart people there.
Uh-huh. And the study suggests that the show had a more positive effect on kids. Some of the highlights. 71% of teens and young adults who watched 13 Reasons Why found the show relatable. And 3/4 of teen and young adult viewers said the show made them feel more comfortable processing through topics. More than 50% of people who watched this show said that they had reached out to someone to apologize for how they treated them. Nearly 75% of teenagers said they tried to be more considerate about how they treated other people after watching the show. So this wasn't just that this girl had gotten her revenge. It was that people started to look at themselves and realize, I'm
that guy.
I'm that guy.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's I still feel like somewhere in there the message should be, the best possible revenge is to live a happy life and never look back at the people who were, you know, causing you that grief.
Well, easy to say. It's tough when you're in the thick of it. I mean, kids have a
tough
time.
Well, it's tough for a teenager,
time.
but my point is that should probably be repeated to someone struggling over and over so they process that too.
They talked to parents in the study as well, parents who had kids who watched it and who maybe watched it with them. 2/3 of parents asked to have the cast come out of character to discuss how to get support. They said that this would be they felt it would be helpful. And Netflix is going to make that happen. There's going to be a custom intro added at the start of each new season with the cast. And there are more seasons coming. More than half of parents asked for more guidance from mental health experts, and Netflix is also making that happen. Additional resources have been added to 13reasonswhy.info, which will now also include a viewing guide. Season 2, I don't have an exact date, but they're saying season 2 of 13 Reasons Why is going to premiere sometime later this year. I don't know how is it going to be somebody else's suicide in a whole different area? Or
I couldn't imagine.
Just the continued fallout from these 13 reasons that started the whole thing.
I would picture it'd be something entirely different.
Netflix, if you go to the Netflix website, they actually have released a video of a couple of 13 Reasons Why viewers talking about how the show changed their lives, and they put out a summary of the study's findings on their sites, and Northwestern also has all the results, so you can, you know, I'm giving you very brief highlights of this thing. But for anybody who is concerned about that show or was affected by it, a lot of people watched it, clearly enough people that they're doing another season of it. So I actually felt like, oh, well, just hearing the concept of the show and hearing what the show is about, I thought, well, that's something I don't want my kids to watch. But it's a pretty...
You said you do not.
I wouldn't have wanted them to watch it. But now I'm hearing this and thinking, you know, it's always...
It opens a conversation,
and
perhaps.
And, you know, self-examination is a great thing. Mm. You know, take a look at... To see someone else having done something awful... You know, it's like the whole Harvey Weinstein thing. Like, everybody started really self-examining. Like, wow, these are things that I thought were just, you know,
just
yuck,
messing around
at work or what have you.
Yeah.
You know, have I been guilty of this?
Mm. Says, Vinny, that message comes across. It's heavy, and the death scene is bleeping brutal.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I would want to talk to my kid and have my kid be as informed as possible. Because, frankly, like, I struggled with drugs and alcohol, but I got to live through that, and it was up to me to, you know, straighten myself out. But on the other side of a mistaken decision like that, and it is a mistake, you should, I do not believe
absolutely
taking yourself out is the answer to any of your problems. I just, any parent would be like, we don't have a chance to correct what was going wrong for you now.
Right.
We could have somehow gotten through this as a family, you as a person. We could somehow have gotten to the other side of that. And it would all seem like, you know how many things have seemed like elephant size?
Absolutely.
And then on the other side, you're like, wow, did I overreact? Or
right.
Not. That was so wrong sized.
So huge in front of you. Yeah.
It's so wrong sized.
And it's so, it's at this tender part of a person's life. Like, you don't realize until you're past it how in it you are when you're a teenager and how big everything seems, because you don't really have anything to measure it up against. And, you know, from the place of age, as you look back, you go, oh boy, you know, boy, I'm glad I didn't let that get to me, or I'm glad I didn't do that thing I considered doing. But when you're in the thick of it, you know, if you don't have some place to turn, or someone isn't actively reaching out and telling you it gets better, you don't have to do this.
I always think, oh, a year from now, I won't even remember this. So not a thing.
It's so true. But that's not how it seems to, you know, a teenage kid. Right. So listen, you know.
If you need help, 1-800-273-TALK, T-A-L-K. You need to speak with someone. You need to reach out.
And you need to reach out. You got to do it. Sometimes people are suffering alone, and what you don't realize is that there are people who've gone through it and can help you. So there you go. 13 Reasons Why, another season coming, and kind of some interesting. I thought that was super interesting that Netflix did that whole thing. Boy, we were just talking about Shawn Mendes. He's got a new record coming out at some point here, and he has a new song today that we're going to play at 7:30. People do not buy albums anymore.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you're the guy.
I know, and I'm so dumb because I know that on the other side of this, this collection is of what on my little hard drive is going to be useless, right?
No, yeah, I mean, you'll always use it.
Will I?
You don't, you know, you're buying these albums that you want, and there they are for you. It's there's nothing wrong with it.
But I'm doing this in principle because I feel I value music. I put a high, I hold.
Well, and you're
very
paying
high,
artists
I,
by
that's
doing
my
that.
My point. That is exactly it. So I feel like I want our best musicians to make music and feel like the album they made is valued.
Right.
And if we don't buy them, if we just steal them, then there is no value to that music.
It's not even stealing. It's that people stream them. I can tell my device that sits in my kitchen, hey, play me music from the Struts. And she just starts playing it. There it is. Because I pay a monthly subscription to have that. I have any album I want. There it is. Crank it up.
This!
I did all I could. So kiss me one. Don't time when I'm gone for good. God, they're so good.
I know.
And this song is great, but man, that's they're excellent. Actually, Janie wrote me when I was raving about them, and she says they got a new record. They're playing at Bottle Rock. And
I want to go.
I'm going to that. I've been putting the screws to Michael
though.
Martin. I'm like, come on, man, give me those same passes I had last year. I got he gave me his passes, and they were awesome.
Killer, yeah.
How does that guy get the best? Oh, he's
how
Michael
does
he's
he?
Michael
yeah.
Martin.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Kidding?
I just remembered. So people don't buy albums the way they used to, except for Vinny and Taylor Swift fans.
Oh.
The only album in the last 2 years that has sold 2 million copies
is hers.
Is Taylor Swift's Reputation. It's her sixth album to sell that many copies. Yes, your hand is up.
Do we know what she's putting, how she's packaging her albums? Are there incentives or something that she's doing that other bands should look at and
yeah,
consider?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to buy the album to get, like, preferential treatment for concert tickets.
See, that's, you got to find ways to use your database and
in.
Your, not trick them, but that's, you know, that's smart. Look
like
at her go.
Like a Taylor Swift club, Hooman?
Yeah, there's a Taylor Swift club.
Do you get to be in the fan club if you buy the full record?
There is a club aspect to it, but it's really, it has to do with concert tickets. If you buy the album, you get a special code. And when it comes time to buy the tickets for the concert,
you get preferential treatment.
Yeah, you get.
That's great.
You get better seats.
In all of 2017, only two albums sold more than a million copies. Taylor's. And can you guess the other one? You can guess it.
Female?
No.
Ed Sheeran.
It's Ed Sheeran. Divide by Ed Sheeran. That is a stark contrast to 10 years ago, when 29 albums sold at least a million and 8 were over 2 million. Before Reputation, the last album to sell 2 million copies was Adele in November of 2015, and it sold 2 million copies in 3 days. That's right, Adele Dazeem. It has sold almost 10 million copies as of right now, which
Taylor
is
Taylor Swift's
head. No, Adele.
Adele's, okay. Yeah. Well, she's unique in
she really
many
is.
Ways because I swear I've told you this. I've seen kids singing her songs and I've seen people over 60 singing her
yeah,
songs.
She's
there's something to that.
There is something going on there. A study is showing that links between your Facebook likes and your personality exist.
What?
Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for the like. Specifically, your openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. The results were just released on this. The most open people, and I guess they did, I don't know how they framed this study, but they said that if you considered yourself to be open, you liked Tom Waits and Bjork, of all things. The least open people liked Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean. The most extroverted liked Gucci Mane and Waka Flocka Flame.
All right.
The least, the least agreeable people liked Marilyn Manson, Ramstein, Placebo, and Judas Priest.
Is that Vinny?
I would call Vinny the least agreeable person
on all of this.
Until you
that.
Heard that.
Well, that's Vinny.
Can you play Du Hast by Rammstein? Find that. It's Du Hast.
So you like them too?
Well, it's so scary.
The most neurotic also liked Manson and Placebo, plus the Smiths, Bring Me the Horizon and Escape the Fate. The New York Times has a full list of the results of this study. But I thought that was a very interesting...
They're German. I didn't.
This is Rammstein.
Rammstein.
What is he saying?
It's German. I don't know. That's why it's so scary. The guitar part's cool, but the rest of it's like, yikes.
I mean, it sounds terrible.
Right. Who knows what he's saying? Are you scared? It's scary, isn't it?
Please tell me these guys don't look like Logic.
The listeners of Rammstein and Marilyn Manson are the least agreeable, is that
and
what
you
the said?
Most neurotic
All
as
right,
well.
There you go.
There you go. Speaking of Marilyn, Marilyn Manson has cast Courtney Love as a nurse for a video he's making for a song called "Tattooed in Reverse."
It's already on Instagram.
What the video?
Just the clip of her.
Yeah, no,
pushing him in a wheelchair.
The video is going to be out. Did you see a release date on this? Well, they're in the middle of, I guess they've had a long and storied friendship that sometimes is just them calling each other mean names on social media.
I think they've done it, too.
Well, she says that they haven't. She says they exchange vicious but loving jabs at one another in the press. Love, one time she told me she was mad at me because I didn't want to F her and I was smarter than her. I said, well, you kind of proved your own point right there on that one. So the full video should be out pretty soon, Tattooed in Reverse. But you're saying that there's an Instagram chunk?
There is.
Okay.
And he's in a wheelchair and she's the nurse pushing him. There it is.
Let me have a look at that.
Look at how creepy it is.
Oh, yeah.
Careful. Oh, God. Bryn!
Bryn listens to everything first. Boy, there's a guy I thought would have faded away in the...
How could you have thought that? Listen to him. Ugh. So good.
Tattooed in Reverse is the name of the song, so you'll get to see the video soon.
There's a hit.
And just really quickly, I wanted to mention, because we talked about this, I think, in the 7 o'clock hour yesterday, Buffalo Bills wide receiver Zay Jones, he had a a crazy break with reality the other night. He's home now with his parents. He's going to be okay, they're saying, after the penthouse meltdown that led to his arrest on Monday night. This is according to his dad, who played 10 seasons in the NFL, Robert Jones. Zay Jones was busted for felony vandalism after a bloody, naked struggle with his brother, who also plays for the NFL. Caleb is his name. This was a downtown L.A. apartment. Zay smashed a hole in a balcony window on the 30th floor of the apartment trying to get out and jump to his death, I guess, and tried to stick his head through. I mean, there was blood everywhere. So his dad is saying he's home and he's going to be okay.
And they're not saying anything about what might have caused this, drug overdose or just
he's doing court next month, I'm sure.
Mental
all that
health
stuff
issues.
Will come out, but they're not giving... They're being very cagey about any additional information.
It's just privacy.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Instagram poses that people hate, fork or spoon, and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I just want to say that, you know, we have studio audiences in here all the time. We have people, you know, they get us as an auction item.
Right.
For a school.
School or
what
charity.
Have you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people, they'll bring in some bagels or whatever. Maybe a croissant.
Or nothing.
What did these
or
checks
nothing.
Bring in?
They brought in these little bagel mini breakfast sandwiches that I think, did every single one of us have two of them?
No,
I only
just
had
you,
one.
Sarah.
No, not just me.
Just
also
you.
Bryn. Also Vinny.
I only had one.
Oh, my God.
True. I just
lying
had one.
Liar who is still eating your
Sarah
second
stuff,
one.
Stuff her face.
That like is, was, they were little.
I was telling her
Jesus
to stop.
Sarah.
And, oh, my God.
Couldn't hold her back.
I only had two because these guys all had two.
And she got them both in her mouth at once.
I believe
incredible.
It.
You know what?
I do have a I've big seen mouth. That mouth.
She didn't even chew.
Why would I?
And she hung out by the salsa.
Well, I might need more salsa. You never know when you're going to need more. But so it's Alicia and what's the other girl's name?
Jennifer.
And Jennifer, sorry.
Jennifer.
So
yeah.
San Anselm School, they bid on it. They've got little, they have all girls. Surrounded by girls everywhere I look. Your girls. You got another girl on the way. You just had a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Girls are hard, you guys. It's tough. Tough out there for moms of girls. But thank you. That was really, what a
Thanks,
great
guys.
Little breakfast treat.
What is?
The next one, too.
Next one, you don't remember?
I do. Have you guys started going through names? I haven't heard an update on that.
As of yesterday?
Yeah. Since yesterday, you haven't heard an update?
I've sort of backed off that process because I thought it was my job this time.
Your turn.
And it seems I keep getting these, what do you think of? And I'm like, listen, I got it. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And then as these names continued to get suggested, I'm like, she's not going to let me do this. This is not happening. Whether or not I've got a name when that child arrives, she's going to pull rank and do what she wants. So
when Isla was named,
yeah,
where did that was one of the names that to me came out of nowhere.
Agreed. 1,000%.
Oh, that wasn't even on your list.
No, it was on the list. So we had a list. You pare it down, or I can't speak for everyone. We pared it down.
Yep.
And there were names at the top. Mm-hmm. Names we'd discussed. Vivian was in there.
Oh, I love
there
Vivi.
Were a bunch of really good, solid names, and there were a few that had come up, but I didn't use a veto on it. Why would I? Mm-hmm. It's fine. Didn't seem to be anything. There was no passion play there.
Right.
I figured, all right. But she waited till the child was born and met the child and
Took
hung out with the
her.
Child and tried to feed the child and a bunch of stuff. And when she said the name, I was like, hey, what?
Why
did
you
even
veto
on
it
there?
At that point?
No, because I don't dislike it.
No, it's pretty.
But I had my front runners and thought, you know, those
what happened to my front runners?
Those puppies. So that's why this time I figured, okay, well, you pulled you know your name last time.
I'll take a look at this new one and I'll name her.
I'm gonna name this new. Well, I don't even need to see the child.
Yeah.
To me, they look the same. Babies all look the same. There's no. I'm not gonna catch any vibe.
Yeah. There's no personality.
From a closed eyes meat puppet. I mean, there's a little thing, you know. Mm. What are they? They're just sitting there.
Sure.
There's nothing. So I won't get any vibe there. That's not going to... Anyway, I'm out.
She looks more like an alien, really, than anything. So I think Ripley's a perfect name.
So anyway, I've just backed out of that. So we'll see what ends up happening.
There's your update.
That's the update.
Thanks.
Hey.
Can we check back in later about it?
Sure. Oh, my God. Hourly.
It's hurtful, actually. Don't check back.
Ready Player One. We have a private screening. If you'd like to go, call now. 800-400-3697. We will take caller number 9. We'd love to have you at our special screening. It's coming up this Wednesday. And it opens in theaters the very next day. On the 29th, on the Thursday. So call now, 800-400-3697. Call number 9 wins the pass.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you. Here's what's happening. So it's super stormy out, everyone.
Yeah.
Strong storm continues. High winds, strong rain, and, well, hopefully some snow, but... There are.
Is it cold? It felt nice and warm today.
It felt warm here for sure.
Yeah, we were hoping it would get cold by today, right?
Yes. The earlier predictions were that it was going to rain in Tahoe on Tuesday and Wednesday, but that it would be cold enough on Thursday, the last day of the storm,
to keep some snow,
to put some new snow cover down. But you're right. I thought of that on the drive in and looked at the temperature, and
it was 58 degrees.
Yes.
Like, did you have the same? Were you?
I had
did you
56.
Hit six?
Oh. In my car, which is too warm,
much
clearly.
Too warm.
But anyway, the major storms have made a mess of Bay Area traffic, lots of accidents, and also a lot of flight cancellations, not only due to our weather, but also on the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
If you have East Coast friends, you're seeing all kind of snow posts. They're dealing with another nor'easter.
Right. And for a lot of people who travel, and maybe not even just to the East Coast, but internationally, you stop on the East Coast before you depart the country a lot of times. So,
and a lot of power outages.
Oh, boy.
Saying.
We had one this morning.
Oh, you did? Did you?
At your house?
The power was out when I got up and then came on. And, of course, the TV blasted and everything went on at once. And But, yeah, that's happening for sure, the power outages. By the way, our texters to the rescue... 209 writes, "Du hast, you hate me," is what that German guy is saying as that song.
You hate me.
You hate me. Whatever. I don't even need to know.
I do hate them. That's,
in the German language, the way that song is being done, it just sounds scary.
Du hast mich.
Anyway. All right. The Austin bomber. We still have no motive, but this is the young man that decided to mail bombs to people.
Mm.
They say a 25-minute cell phone video left behind by the bomber, whose deadly explosives terrorized Austin for weeks, details the difference among the weapons he built and amounts to a confession, so they have that. They also, you know, were on to him for a number of reasons. Mark Anthony Condit, an unemployed college dropout who bought the bomb-making materials at Home Depot, recorded the video hours before he died after detonating one of his own devices as SWAT closed in on him. And it does look like a van rammed him off the road. And as they approached the car,
that's when
he detonated. And they had luckily were able to get back. Condit was tracked down using store surveillance videos, cell phone signals, and witness accounts of a customer shipping packages in a disguise that included a blonde wig and gloves. Gloves, dude?
Pink gloves, they're saying.
Oh.
You know, so there he is, wearing gloves. I mean, that's got to... I know most people in their daily jobs are just trying to get through it, man. But
you notice the dude
notice
in a pink
gloves,
wig and
right.
gloves, right?
Anyway, that's the latest. I did read some stuff about him from his college life. They had some of his writings, and he seems on the conservative side, but not extreme at all. Nothing that would make you go, oh.
Oh, I heard that they looked back at his social media. There was some homophobic stuff in there.
Yeah, but there was definitely, it depends on how you want to categorize it. He was against gay marriage, but I didn't read anything that made me think, oh, this guy's a bomber.
He's
or a future
bomber.
Right. I didn't. That's what I mean when I say that. I'm sure there's
plenty of people with plenty of angry thoughts.
This
out there.
Was back in his college days, so he could very well have downward spiraled into extremism from there.
Mm-hmm.
But what I saw seemed almost rational. In fact, I think what I read was something like, I don't know enough to back up any of my theories. So I'm in college right now and taking this class to learn more. And hopefully I'll get information to be able to do that. And I thought, well, if only more people thought like that, right? I mean, right. You want to be able to understand that your opinion could never happen or is reasonable.
Right.
Or whatever. So anyway, there's that. The guy killed himself, and at least we don't have to. And I haven't heard any more about packages. Imagine you work for FedEx. You're like, sick day, right?
Sick week.
I mean, in San Antonio, yes. Or in that area where right. you're the box sorter.
Yeah.
Gotta be tough. You know, well, the more time that goes by, the safer everyone
sure.
will feel.
But for the first couple days, I mean, sure. Sam, oh my God, I can't make it today. Just, listen to me, I can't even. Fork or spoon?
Well, what am I eating?
Spoon.
I'm telling
you.
Spoon. Spoon.
Hold on. I'm a spoon guy, too. And yeah. Give me a spoon
you
for
just
about
everything. You just
want
to shovel it
yes,
in, though.
Yes, absolutely.
Chopsticks.
Right.
Chopsticks.
You're so amazing, Bryn.
Oatmeal.
Spoon.
Spoon.
Jell-O.
Spoon. Spoon.
Chili.
Spoon. Fork.
Spoon.
I like a fork because I like to create my bite. I have my side of guacamole and I want to get a certain amount of... Plus a spoon gets like cheese stuck on it. I want to be able to... I like a fork. But I will use a spoon if that's all that's offered. I'm not going to like fight you about it. But I'm a fork guy.
If I'm serving you chili at my house, I'm putting a spoon down and you're going to have to say...
Okay.
I'd like a fork, please.
Well, I might not even ask for one. I might just make do.
Well, don't do that. What kind of relationship is that if you're just going to make do?
We're doomed.
We're never going to make it if you're one of those
just
people.
Just settling.
I'm just settling. I'll settle for a spoon.
It's fine. I can.
It's fine. I can deal. I don't want to be a trouble. I don't want to be any trouble.
I'll just pretend I have a fork.
Yeah.
Just think about better days.
All right. What else?
The guy that gave me a fork. You know, that
yeah.
guy.
Boy, my old boyfriend wouldn't give me a spoon.
Ice cream cake.
Fork.
Spoon.
What's wrong with you? It's a
I
spoon.
I go fork when that would
it's
be.
A fork.
God. I go fork, yeah.
Yeah.
What?
It's cake, you know?
It's cake.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to have the straight tines of the fork
cream.
Slice
exactly.
through the, you know.
You're cutting through the cake.
I'm crafting a bite here. Back to you, Vin.
You and my girlfriend, same thing.
Well, you gotta, you know, make each
this
bite
whole
count.
Stupid thing about just putting the right on stuff there. On one fork.
Just the perfect bite. Yeah.
The combo bite, yeah.
So ridiculous.
Oh,
we watch Sarah eat sometimes.
No, here I just hork it into my head
well,
hole.
But you still do the perfect bite. We
well,
watch
I do try
you
to.
Do everything we
oh,
want.
Oh, like when
eat.
We have the Thanksgiving
yeah.
meal. Well, it's got to have a little bit, a little piece of turkey, a little smear of the cranberry
me
sauce.
Me and Homan are like, look at her.
Oh, my God. Stop looking at me.
Well, and by
you
the way,
Judgerson.
You just said it, hork it into your head hole. We just watched you eat two large bagel sandwiches
Vinny,
in
I
one bite.
Vinny, I watched you eat two bagel sandwiches in the time it took me to eat one.
Oh, right.
That's
that
right.
That happened.
Did that not happen?
Peas.
It did happen, actually.
Peas are a fork.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Thank you for the backup. You
I'm not even talking to you anymore.
Once in a while.
You're peas. Eating your peas
well,
with spoons?
Well, I don't like peas. So, but if I did, I'd use
for
a spoon.
For sure, spoon.
I got no safe place to look
for
around
peas?
I just don't like peas.
Like
peas.
You're shoveling it up. How do you use a spoon for that? I mean, a fork for that.
You slide your fork. I don't know. You take your knife. You put a few on. You
yeah,
put it
exactly.
on. You put a little mashed potato
you're
on
gonna
there.
You're going to be the donkey that goes to bite and they fall off. As
no,
you're
it they won't fall off. They're trapped.
What
or
if you don't
I,
have mash,
I'll put
though?
My fork
what
down
eating
through
peas
them.
By itself? Would you eat?
When am I eating peas by themselves?
You're forking separate peas.
Yeah.
Boink.
Well, you might want to get a
boink,
few
boink,
on the point
boink.
Of your fork and then
boink,
put some
boink,
other food
oh,
behind them.
Some fell off.
No, I mean,
I got
don't know.
Too
I have
greedy.
A separate, like, all
let
this other
over.
Stuff. I've got to use a fork for this stuff, but I got to now pick up my spoon so I can eat my peas. I'm not doing it. It's a flat plate. I'm just going to fork it.
Rice.
Fork.
Spoon.
You guys are crazy.
Come on.
Mac and cheese.
Fork.
Spoon. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, fork.
Spoon.
Fork with
why don't you guys
cheese,
just get a shovel and lay down? And I'll
that's
just put
exactly
it on, put
what
it right
we're discussing
face.
Right now.
I want to fork it.
Spaghetti.
Fork and spoon.
Yeah, I'll do fork and spoon.
Hands.
Our text number is... Here's a couple of the things you guys said. Yeah, I forgot to say it. All right, I didn't forget. I just didn't say it. Ghost Island has been a real dud. No fun. Only two games and only one played.
Yeah. Oh. No, it's a total dud. That was a super boring episode last night. And I thought I had really high hopes for this season. I hope it doesn't continue this way. Every person who goes to Ghost Island should get to play a game. Otherwise, don't bother with it. Don't even show it. Stupid.
Yeah.
And there should be way more, like, there should be, like, intriguing mysteries to solve on Ghost Island. Otherwise, it's not worth it, in my humble opinion.
Excuse me.
You're excused. I totally agree with you. And your flatulence.
No one is a bigger team female fan than me, but come on, really? 510, does anyone trust a guy to take the pill every day?
No.
What?
I thought the same thing.
Are you
nuts? I'm like,
how
yeah, I'm sure guys are going to really remember to take that. Yeah, yeah, I'm on the pill, honey. Oh, okay, I believe you.
Oh, really?
Really.
Because we've never looked in your purse and gone, you've missed a whole week. What the?
I'm going to take them all right now.
Yeah, that's the answer every
Listen,
time.
Listen, I can't trust myself to be on the pill. How am I going to trust you to be on the pill?
I'm just going to triple up. Hand that over. Oh, my God.
When this isn't about whether or not a woman remembers. This is about whether or not anybody remembers.
I'm going to be Bryn. What? A 16-year-old dad. Oh. You know, oh. You got to take that stuff.
I thought you meant fat and out of shape.
You were going to get mad there for a second.
He's already
No, just the real thing. You were a 16-year-old dad, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, I mean, technically a 15-year-old dad.
Well, the baby wasn't born until I was 16.
Yeah, but, you know, you fathered it when you were...
Was she on the pill?
No.
Oh, okay. A what? No. You weren't doing anything?
She was 17.
Oh, she was old. She's an older woman, huh?
The older woman.
You didn't do anything?
No, well, you know, I did withdrawal.
That's a good method.
You did the P and S. Oh, it's actually S and P. I don't think I can say it. I'll tell you off air. I told Bryn what it was yesterday. I'll tell you in a second.
Tell us on the secret show. Write it down.
Okay. Are we doing that today?
Yeah, because Scott's going to be here too.
We never.
Hey, Rudy was supposed to come back on Tuesday.
And tell us the story about some Minnesota
groupies.
Gal.
Right, but he texted saying he couldn't make it. And anyway, we have Scott. We'll see Rudy next week, Kuman?
2 weeks. Oh. Next week is Corey.
Oh, that's
Unless
right.
you guys want to call him in for the secret show.
Tell him to come Tuesday.
It's up to you, though.
He said the story's gnarlier than the Italian story, and the Italian story's pretty gnarly.
Let me see if he's in town. I'll text him.
If he can come Tuesday, that'd be great.
All right.
He promised me he'd be here on Tuesday.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I don't get it.
Of course, we didn't remember till Thursday.
No, I remembered only because someone texted it.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
Texts.
I'm done with those.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
A children's book about Mike Pence's bunny. It's becoming a really big deal. And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.